with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hey, how's it going, strangers in the podcast world? What's happening? What's going on? What's new with you?
You're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, delighted.
Absolutely. Beside myself.
Do you know what? I missed your face. I missed having someone to slag. You know, I'd see 10 past 10 every morning on the clock. That's Cooper's toilet break, by the way, in for his poo every morning. And I'd be like,
oh my God.
God, there's Cooper now. He'll be at home doing his poo. I wonder how he's getting on.
Well, you haven't changed, that's for sure. Okay, let's get into what we spoke about on the show today. It was so much fun and good to be back, and I miss your face as well.
Aww.
Sam Fender, The Treadmill, 7:26 on iRadio. Una, The Treadmill is that machine that goes round and round and round. You can pretend to run on the street. They're in the gym.
I know what a treadmill is. Thank you very much. I have spent many, many an hour in a treadmill.
Have you?
Well,
trying to figure out how to turn it on.
A long time ago.
Or how to turn it on. Come here. I know you're probably not mad into video games, but you must have had some sort of experience in playing video games growing up. Like, and
no,
nothing. None of your friends have consoles or anything.
Nothing. And maybe like when I was really super, 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 super young, there was a Game Boy, maybe.
Yeah, go on. Oh, but you've no idea what was on it or anything.
Mario.
Go on.
just Mario.
Yippee!
Yeah.
Well, listen, a lot of people will say that playing video games will rot your brain.
I agree.
Well, nope. Research shows now that playing video games might actually be good for our brains. And I've always said this, you know, for somebody who's been an avid gamer since they've been very, very young. It looks like the people who regularly play video games could have better cognitive performance than those who don't. Everything down to your eye and hand coordination. Like, you don't know your left from your right, for crying out loud.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
I write with my right hand, so therefore the other one is my left hand.
Yeah, but if you know, you have to guess it all the time. You don't know.
It's not guessing. It's an educated guess.
Well, listen, playing video games apparently is the answer to better cognitive behaviour.
Listen, I got slagged so much last week because Marty was talking about this video game that apparently everybody knows and I had never heard of it. And people were sending in voice notes, absolutely slayed me. Something, Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, would have played it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who this Crash Bandicoot is.
Nobody's surprised.
Well, actually, a lot of people were surprised.
Stop.
There was voice notes going in, who is this woman on the radio who doesn't know who Crash Bandicoot is? What is going on? She needs to be educated. There was a plethora of voice notes that came in slating me. So I need to go and investigate. What's his name again? Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a strange name.
While you do that,
he's a funny looking fella.
Lovely. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I'll look up pictures of my favourite video game, Tomb Raider.
Tetris.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Is that the one with
Lara?
Oh, yeah. Lara. Who's the new Lara?
Oh, yeah, one from Game of Thrones. What's her name?
Which one? Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Love her.
Lara
She's
Croft,
class.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
So get back into gaming, Una.
I'm going to get on.
Now, to play Crash Bandicoot, you need to get a PlayStation for that one, okay?
Can I borrow yours?
No.
Okay.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So let's just get back to the 10 past 10 thing. And Marty Guilfoyle, thank you so much for looking after things. Did you have a regular...
I didn't ask Marty about his toilet habits, you know, because I have some class.
So it's just me.
It's just you, but that's you're open and honest about your bowel movements. Do you know what I mean? You talk openly about your kimchi diet. Kimchi Steve was a name. You know, you are very pro gut health, which is admirable. So you shouldn't be ashamed of the 10 past 10 thing and how people know you now as 10 past 10 Coop.
Well, it's not a case of I talk about it. It's you talk about it. It's not me. I'd say things to you in private and then you watch me with the security camera outside the door. Oh, there he goes again. Look at that, 10 past 10.
I've started to time you now, by the way. He goes in for a little break. Half an hour later, rocks out. Do you know what's not good for you? It's not good for your piles that
I don't.
You were out with. It's not good for them. There's studies have been done and just sitting on the toilet like that for half an hour isn't good for you.
Right. Here's our survey says from this morning.
All right. We need to get some WhatsApp guesses in on 087-110-2107. Love to hear your lovely voices this morning on some voice notes.
Over 20% of people admit they've secretly done this at work. What is it they've done?
Listen to iRadio when they're not allowed.
Why would you know?
Good guess. No.
Some workplaces won't let you listen to the radio.
Yeah, sure.
It's sure you'd be more productive with the radio on.
More productive with the radio on, yeah. You can sit like, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what they should have us on in schools, really, when you think about it?
They should.
Yeah.
They would learn an awful lot.
They know an awful lot. How not to be an Aegis.
Yeah.
So 20% of people have secretly done this at work.
Mm. What's your
take? Is it take a sneaky nap?
Oh, you do that, yeah.
Well, I actually, you'd be surprised. I can kind of like just drift off and I could still be talking to you, but like, yeah.
You're very skilled.
I am very skilled. Yeah.
It's not that.
And
well.
How do you draw your eyeballs in the back of your lid so it looks like you're still awake?
Napping is my jam.
That's got to be you having a cheeky nap, 20% of people, no?
No, it's not the answer, no.
All right, let's get some guesses. 087-110-2107. The question is,
over 20% of people admit they've secretly done this at work.
What have you secretly done at work? Our survey says this morning, we're looking for your voice notes on 087-110-2107. That's our WhatsApp number, because we're looking for the answer to this.
Over 20% of people admit they've secretly done this at work. What is it?
I think Robbie's the answer to this.
Is the answer to this morning's survey said, people look for new jobs on company time.
There you go, looking for new jobs on company time.
Yeah, no.
Indeed.
It's not the answer, Robbie. But yeah, that's ballsy if you're doing that now.
Absolutely. But yeah, you could be, oh, look who's looking at my LinkedIn page.
No, not the answer, I'm afraid.
All right, let's get some guesses. 087-110-2107.
Over 20% of people admit they've secretly done this at work. What is it? Over 20% of people admit they've secretly done this at work. But what is it?
Very common guess area. Mm-hmm. That's what I can say. A particular part of an office.
Pretending you're working. Not pretending you're working. Pretending maybe you're busy. That you don't be given a different job or another job.
So pretending you're busy. So walking around with some
clipboard.
Clipboard. Yeah. Or a bunch of keys. Even though there's one door in and one door out. But you're walking around with a bunch of
and
keys.
And rattling the keys as well.
Yeah.
It's not the answer now, pretending you're working now.
Do you ever just grab like a walkie-talkie or a CB, just walk around, just pretending that you're talking to other people and stuff, pretending you're busy?
Or another thing you can do is you're on the phone and you start talking about the USP, you know.
No.
What is the USP again?
I don't know.
Unique.
Selling point.
Oh. Yeah. And then there's like...
What department is that from?
And then you just be like, oh yeah, let's circle back now. And, you know.
Sidebar. Okay. Is it pretending to work?
No, it's not.
Did the answer to the survey hide in the bathroom to take a sneaky call?
Oh.
Or just go to the bathroom in general just to take deep breaths and get away from...
So hiding in the bathroom?
Definitely go to the Jacks. Not even go to the toilet, but just sit there on your phone, doom scrolling TikTok for a half an hour. Yeah. My time is usually in the afternoon there between 2:30 and 3:00.
Wow.
Larry, you're giving away your secrets.
Wow. Half an hour. Well, I suppose you do the same thing at 10:10 every morning, I suppose.
Emerge at 10:40, yeah?
Yeah, so you. Yeah. Is it sanctuary? The toilet is. Yeah.
Just need to figure out a way of locking the door so no other people come in.
Oh, yeah. They interrupt your scrolling and
they
your
do.
Me time.
Yeah.
Why do they try to talk to you?
If they see me shoes.
From the other cubicle.
Yeah, if they see me shoes underneath the stall, they're like, hey, what's going on, Cooper? That's what I get for having my name on me trainers.
Yeah, and you have very distinctive trainers as well. We know it's you.
It's not disappearing to the toilet now.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay, what is the answer, please?
The answer is 20% of people admit they secretly check the dating app and see if they've got any swipes at work and chat with people what they're trying to date.
What happens then if you land on somebody and you get a yes or a whatever way?
And they're in the same office.
Yeah.
You walk across to them, then you don't have to message, I suppose.
Meet them in the toilet. That's what everybody seems to be doing. Off you go.
Are you on my team?
is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
It was good to play rhymes again this morning. I really miss it because I love when I hear people rhyme. And then Amy completely forgot how to play the game on her first question. She's like, oh, hang on. Whoa. She got straight into it though.
Yeah, she was brilliant.
Very good score. Very admirable score. It's going to be one that's going to be hard to beat for those prizes at the end of the week. I don't think there's any beating around the bush. There is Kings of Leon tickets up for grabs.
Oh my God. Yeah, Kings of Leon and Florence Road.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Mullagh and speak to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks very much. Oh, your phone sounds very, very dodgy right there. Now, can you hear us all right?
I can. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear now, Amy. So big celebrations for your papa over the weekend.
Yes, he was 60.
Oh, wow, amazing. Did you have a good party?
Yeah, we did. Just the family in the house, nothing big.
That's enough. What else should be needed? Yeah. You don't need other people turning up and, you know, costing you money. Just keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming in, eat your food. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even at that, you can hide some of the snacks in your little kind of stash as well.
That's what I done this morning. Yeah, when we lunched, I raided the leftovers.
Oh, nice.
What did you get?
I got a packet of Smarties and Kinder Buenos. There's loads of chocolate left over.
Oh, lovely. Love a Kinder Bueno.
So, was this your child's party or your father's party? Did you have caterpillar cake as well?
Yummy.
I love when you get that caterpillar cake and the first thing you do is eat the face. I didn't realize that apparently the face is kept for the children whose birthday it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently. So I remember it was my nephew's birthday recently and I got handed the face and I just ate it. There was tears.
I can't believe you did that.
I was handed to me. What am I meant to do with it?
Well, you should have known. You should have known, Cooper.
Way too late. You were just jealous. You didn't get the face.
Yeah. Okay, so Amy, are you ready to play Rhyme It?
Yes.
Okay. The rules are you have to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. Your word this morning is?
Small. S-M-A-L-L. Small. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. You have 30 seconds. Start now.
You kick this around on the pitch.
Ball.
When you slip, you usually what?
Fall.
You hang pictures on the what?
Wall.
To work a program on your computer, you need to do this.
Install.
When you move around in all fours, you what?
Crawl.
A shopping center in America is called a what?
Mall.
When you come off the car's clutch too quickly, the car will what?
Stall.
When you're quite short, you're not what?
Fall.
When you're enjoying yourself...
Time is up.
Oh.
Wow. Mall.
Oh, that was hard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes! What a start to the week. Amy, you absolutely knocked that out of the park.
And you had a dodgy start as well.
You did. You were thinking to yourself, you know, you didn't cast your mind back to Cucullin's, your local club, thinking, what do they use in the pitch there? Is it, oh, the ball. There you go.
Yeah.
For a second, I forgot how to play the game.
Well, it is Monday morning and it's early, so. And you brought it back. You nailed it. So, well done.
Well done. You're in the running to win the entire contents of Una's drawers. She has said that there could possibly be concert tickets in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So listen, stand by and best of luck. We could be chatting to you again on Friday, all right?
Lovely stuff. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Amy. Bye-bye. There you go. If you'd like to be like Amy and come on and have a go at Rhyme It and win the contents of Una's drawers, you know what to do. 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Auntie Una, you'd miss her.
Oh, I love Auntie Una. She's my alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love her. She gives the best advice.
Would you ever take her advice?
No, you see, that's the funny thing. Funny thing, when I do take her advice, everything just ends up arse ways.
Yeah.
You know, funnily.
If you have any dilemma in your life that you want Auntie Una to try and solve or get our lovely listeners.
It's the lovely listeners who do it all. They really solve... They're the oracles, really, aren't they?
Yeah. You can post your delivery to Una's house. Her address is
today.
Half the time you can just find her. Hers is the car that's parked crooked everywhere. There we go.
Cheeky.
Forgot about that.
Cheeky.
But if you want to send us a message on WhatsApp, 087-1102-107.
Auntie Una, and I cannot wait for this one because this is juicy.
Okay. This comes in from Anonymous. So, hi Auntie Una, I'm getting married in July. Congratulations. My fiancé proposed on Valentine's Day and we've been getting straight into things.
Go on.
We've basically everything done. Wow. The issue is, and I'm sure some of you will think it's not an issue, but it's how I feel and I can't help it. My fiancé's best friend is a girl who happens to be a model. Anyway, he's after asking her to be his best woman. He has two other groomsmen. He has a brother as well who I thought would get the gig, but he's just one of the groomsmen. Anyway, she's organising the stag and all. I'm raging. She's very flirty, not just with him, but with everyone. She's even kind of flirty with me, as in she'll put her hand on your arm when she's talking to you, and she has these big eyes with a very intense stare when she's speaking to you. She's going to help him pick out the suit, and I wanted that to be my job. She's also helping him pick the band and the DJ. She's way too involved for my liking. I kind of feel robbed of my wedding planning duties. But if I say anything, I look petty. I don't want to be labelled Bridezilla, and I don't want her to know she's annoying me. What can I do? Oh, this is a difficult situation.
So, fiance, his best friend is a female who also happens to be a model. I wouldn't let the model bit go out of the way. So, all right, she's a model. But the flirtatious thing is she's just not being friendly. Like, are you confusing that with flirtatious?
Maybe that's just her personality. I think what you need to do, and you're going to have to do this very quickly, is you're going to have to ask her to be your bridesmaid, and then you can keep an eye on her, and you're separating her from the groom, and you can help him then with all the wedding planning, and she's pulled back.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Well, why not cause friction between your future husband and their best friend?
Well, why am I causing friction? I just, I'm just taking her into my gang. I'm taking her into the girly gang. She's going to be part of the bridesmaids.
Yeah, I don't think the future husband is going to see it that way. He'll see it as being, you know, like you're trying to gazump this friendship and this whole kind of like plan that we have in action, and everything's all done already.
You have to be snaky about it. You have to be like, oh my God, no, I really want her. She's been such a good friend to me and blah, 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 blah. And I think she'd be a great bridesmaid and blah, blah, blah. I want her to help me do this, that, and the other. You know, just be snaky about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's my advice. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wouldn't be like
you. Wouldn't be like me.
Okay, what do you reckon that a non should do here? So the fiance's best friend is female, and he has asked her to be the groom's woman. Is
best
that
woman. Best woman.
Best
yeah.
woman. What do you reckon? 087-1102-107 could be your wedding, or could it be a funeral? Auntie Una, this is a wild one.
It's juicy.
The reaction that we're getting is huge now on 087-1102-107.
So this girl is getting married, and her fiance has chosen his female best friend to be his best man, and she happens to be a model, and this lady thinks she's super flirty, and she's the one going to pick out the suit with the groom, and she's organising the DJ and the band with him, and this bride is feeling like she's been kind of robbed of her wedding planning. And I get it. I can feel it.
Is she not? Okay, so like just devil's advocate. Is she just not being helpful? And so she might know a DJ, she might know a band.
Yeah, but like buzz off. Like it's not your wedding.
Okay.
Do you know, sorry.
No, it's fine. love to get your reaction on this. 087-1102-107.
Oh, no. No way. Yeah, she can help with the stag. If she's the best man or best whatever it is, that's grand. That's fine. That's his friend. That's perfect. Can't be getting jealous now. There's no point marrying the lad if you're going to be getting jealous of her. That's the best friend. Simple as.
Yeah.
But no way is she planning your day. You need to pull that book of yours aside and just say it as well. She's not planning no DJ, no band, no nothing. She can do what she wants for the stag. But the wedding is your day. Yours and his day. It's your bloody money that's paying. Now, not unless she's paying for the band and the DJ. Let her fly on then.
But what if she does offer to pay for it?
But no way. And as for picking the suit, not a hope in hell. She's not even going to be there when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And actually, if that's the case, you get to pick her suit. Oh. She is the best man. Put her in a suit.
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber? Have you ever seen
the... Yes. Oh, it did.
Well, I suppose, like, pull that young book of yours aside and just, like, have a word with him, maybe, is a lot of advice coming in that way. So, listen...
Keep them coming. 087-110-207. Mondays where Auntie Una lives. She's not around the rest of the week. Just on a Monday.
No, she only works one day a week.
Just
she's
as well.
Sorted.
They couldn't deal with the drama and the juiciness of this.
Oh, I do love the drama and the juiciness. So this gal is getting married, which is wonderful, in July. But the issue is that her husband's best man is actually a woman. His best friend is a woman. She's a model. And that's all fine. But she says this...
Any pics?
Yeah, creep. Apparently she's very flirty and she puts her hands on people's arms and stuff when she talks to them. She's got an intense stare. And also she's helping the groom pick out the suit, the DJ and the band. And this bride feels kind of robbed of her wedding planning.
Fair.
Yeah, fair. So Jenna and Cavan has been in touch and she says, "Hey guys, I would not like it if my fiancé had a female best man. Let's be honest here. Every girl would be feeling intimidated. It's ridiculous that this one is helping pick out the suit as well. I'd have her out on her ear. Get rid." Jenna and Cavan.
Thanks, Jenna. 087-110-207.
If this girl feels left out for her own wedding, then the other girl is definitely overstepping. She shouldn't be involved in picking the band or the DJ or any of that. The suit's, yeah, fine. She's going to be groomsman woman, but... not the band and the DJ, and definitely say something to the fiance because she is overstepping. And if she's any kind of a decent human being, she already knows she's overstepping. So being told isn't going to be that big of a shock, I don't think.
Maybe she just thinks she's being helpful. That's it.
Maybe. The other side of the coin, Andrew has been in touch and he says, "I think the fiancé needs to get a grip, to be fully honest. It would be completely different if the groom was having a best man who was helping with all of these tasks. She wouldn't care then. Also, the fact that somebody puts their hand on your arm when they talk to you is not being flirty. Get a grip." Well, it can be kind of flirty. Like, I would never put my hand on your arm if I was talking to you. Do you know what I mean?
Usually, usually when you're giving me a talking to, you put your hand on my arm. Like, listen here now, Cooper. You just cool your jets now. Remember whose name is also on the show.
Yeah.
Does not ask her to be part of her side. There's already a little bit of resentment and jealousy there. And that just brings her into her fold more. That it won't be enjoyable. It'll ruin her, you know, bridesmaid, her bride set. But I think regarding the fiancé, just say to him, "I really wanted to be the one to go pick the suit with you. I was really looking forward to that. I'd like to be the one picking the DJ and the band with you. I was looking forward to that for our wedding." Don't even mention the friend. Just talk about what she wanted.
That's actually really good
advice.
That's
really sensible advice. Yeah. Or... the three of them could go together.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, where are you going?
They could do all of the activities together as a threesome, the three of them.
Like a throuple.
Like a throuple.
I don't know if she wants that, to be honest with you. I don't think
the
she
bride.
Wants. Yeah. Well, also, picking the suits is just like, there's nothing really exciting with picking the suits. It's like, all right, that one will do.
Get oh, my God. No, it's not. There's the picking the suits is really exciting.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse is clothes shopping. So actually going and picking suits, which I don't even like wearing, which is just torturous.
Yeah, you see the difference. Like, people love shopping and it's a very exciting time because you get to buy. No, you're not wearing that. You're not wearing that. Not wearing that. Yes, I can wear that.
Yes, there's nothing like being told what you cannot wear. You just have flashbacks of trying to go to school in your tracksuit bottoms. You're not wearing that. You're not wearing that. All right, keep them coming. 087-110-207. In the name of God's love, what the hell is going on Auntie Una this morning? This is dramatic, to say the least.
So a bride has been in touch. Her fiancé, his best man is actually a woman. His best friend is a girl. She's a model. Apparently, she's very flirty. And she is the one going to pick out the groom's suit, picking out the DJ and picking out the band. And this bride kind of feels robbed of her wedding planning. And I genuinely feel for her.
Yeah. She probably thinks she's being helpful. But part of, the whole part of planning a wedding as well is that when you go and see your band and see your DJ, see what they're like performing and how they react to the crowd and this, that, and the other. It's important that you do that as a couple. Like, is the best friend who's going to be the bride, the best man, going to be going to the food tasting as well?
Oh, she better not be. I get involved myself. She is not going to the food tasting. That is your thing.
We're going with fish.
So the bride shouldn't really allow his best friend to have any say in the band or the suit, for sure. But if he kicks up a fuss about that, personally, I think that that says everything the bride-to-be needs to know. Because let's face it, it's giving red flags.
Serious red flags going on there.
Oh, man. So someone has been in touch. And I hear now, a female best man. Stop. Pure nonsense. Let nobody tell me you're friends with the model and haven't thought about her in a naughty way. That lad needs to cop on. Pure nonsense. Female best man. Not to talk.
Morning, iRadio.
Morning.
I'm guessing this couple haven't been together 6 weeks and this best lady isn't known. So surely at this time you have the trust in your husband and you have the trust in this individual that's helping. If it was a lad, would there be the same concerns? Definitely speak to your man about it, but definitely don't run her or push her out, because if it is truly a best friend, they were there way before that lady was there. So just be careful.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, yeah, this is true.
Wow, what is it with people being sensible this morning?
Yeah, have to navigate it, you know.
That's a very good word.
Yeah, thanks very much.
That's like a word that's been used by somebody who's, you know, really good at this, Una.
Well, I'm really good. I'm Auntie Una. Fiona's been in touch. She says, if she can't have an honest, open conversation with the person she plans to spend the rest of her life with, then there will be problems down the line. It's the bride and groom's day. Yeah.
Now. That says it, Fiona. All right.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's not right at all.
Okay, calm with the last word.
For the wedding, should the wife and the mother-in-law organise everything. That's their thing. The groom should just be like the old nodding dog you see on the back of the car. You know, the little dog that now all the moves is dead. Yeah. Every time something is said, just nod the head. All the men do is turn up. There should be nobody else involved. The bride and the mother-in-law, that's their gig. That's what they want to organise, and the men just nod. Just nod and turn up on time or in decent shape.
Yes. God, you absolute legend. Yeah.
Can't you be given like speeches at like wedding fairs and stuff like this? So lads, just turn up and nod.
Yeah.
And even kind of like on the lead up to it, just nod.
Yeah.
Even if you like what's going on, just nod.
Great advice.
Really good advice.
Now, I just want to finish on this.
Okay.
Elaine has been in touch and she says, ha, the female best man is the backup plan.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Stop stirring, Elaine. Oh my God.
Poor bride is listening now going, what?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
It's all about facts, Una, whether they're true or whether they're trash. That's why we play this game called
Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash.
Yeah, it's all about facts that we bring to the show, and they could be truth, they could be trash. Donal, would you like to give us your facts, please?
Yes, we have had lots of rain in Ireland all this year. I think it's rained every day this year so far. But it got me looking at weather. And in Greenland, pink or red snow can occur due to a unique algae found in the water there. Occasionally.
An algae.
Algae.
I actually ordered some algae online the other day.
For what?
Scaring
children?
No. Hair, skin and nails. Oh. Apparently there's some algae. I don't know. I just
gotta swim in a pond.
Huh? I don't want to go swimming in a pond. It's cold. I'd rather just take the algae.
Do you eat the algae?
Yeah. It comes in like tablet form.
Okay.
Yeah. There's other stuff besides the algae in it, like, you know, I don't know, there's stuff that supports hair, skin and nails, apparently. I don't know.
I like the way you say it, though.
Yeah.
Algae. So, what's your record to Donald's facts?
I'm going to say that's true.
You're saying it's true?
Well, isn't algae usually green? But it could turn pink.
Did you say pink?
Yeah, pink slash red. Okay. Yeah.
Locking in, Una. I'm saying it's true as well.
Nope, it's trash.
What? I've seen the red snow.
This ain't true. It's not real.
Then what is it then?
It's just made up. It's not real.
But I've seen it.
It's not in Greenland because of algae anyway.
God. Strange. I've seen it.
Well, you've seen it. It must be true then, yeah.
Caleb Followell from Kings of Leon.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my God, I love him.
Would you calm down?
Right, sorry.
Lady? All right, they are playing in Ireland and we've got tickets up for grabs for them. And as you know, Florence Road are supporting them.
Yes.
Why are they supporting them? Because Caleb was on holidays
and staying in Bray and bumped into the members of Florence Road who were actually working in a coffee shop, and they insisted on him listening to their music, and that's why they're supporting them. And that's a fact.
I think this is actually trash, but I'm going to say true because it's such a lovely, lovely fact that I want it to be true.
Mm.
So I'm going to, it's true.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's true as well. Yeah.
Okay, lock it in. No, I made it up. It's all trash.
Ah.
They're just.
But they did. But they did pick Florence Road, so they did, must have listened to the music. Just it wasn't in a coffee shop in Bray.
No,
it was a coffee shop in Nashville where they're from.
They're from Bray.
No, they're from Nashville.
They're from Bray.
The Kings of Leon.
Oh no,
they're from Bray.
Florence Road. They'd be called the Kings of Leon. No, Florence Road are from Bray.
I know that.
Oh, stop! Don't make me laugh.
Okay. All right. My turn.
Oh no, we don't.
So Jessie Buckley.
Yeah.
Woohoo! She won a BAFTA and an IFTA over the weekend. She's the first Irish female to win a BAFTA for Best Actress. What a hero. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you why. It's because the Kerry breeding, you see? Something in the air, the Kerry air, it's just the best in the world. It's magic. Do you know what I mean? It's really healing.
Mm.
I would advise you go down to Kerry and breathe in some of the air, you know, where I'm from as well. Swim. Me and Jessie are kind of like sisters, cousins.
Lots of algae in the pond.
Yes. Ah, yes, the Kerry exports. You know, the best exports in the world. You only have to look at Kerry gold. Anyway, my fact is this.
The most expensive butter.
The tastiest butter.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, thank you. So as Jessie was walking up to get her BAFTA, they played the Rose of Tralee, but they changed the name from Mary to Jessie.
That made me love
Jessie, the Rose of Killarney. Just because she's actually from Killarney, not Tralee. So they were very clever, the band were.
City girl, huh?
Killarney's not a city.
Is it a town?
Tralee is actually the county town of Kerry.
Right.
Yeah, so it should be Killarney though. Anyway, they changed her name from Mary to Jessie as she was walking up, and she was really appreciative of it as well.
Oh, I would say she was.
Yeah, she was thrilled.
Did you say Leonardo DiCaprio was the lead singer for the whole congregation as well? Wasn't he singing it?
The role Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, now, will you stop? You're just...
I'm
that
saying...
That is superfluous to my facts.
Trash with trash. This one. There's no way.
Yeah.
Are you saying trash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you saying, Una?
It's true. No, it's trash.
Yeah, good. It would have been kind of cool, though.
It would have been deadly.
They need to spruce up that song.
They do. You need to remix it. It's just...
The cool shades of evening.
La la.
You know, for such a beautiful part of the world and one of the most amazing celebrations of beauty pageants in the world, it's just... It's a drag of a song.
I know, like when you win the All-Ireland and this comes on.
We're spreading.
It's not giving.
And Mary smiling.
Oh, stop. I tell you who did really well in the county song. Mayo. Green and red Mayo. Da, 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 da. Their county's lovely algae. And but no, it's about rocks and mountains and stuff. It's a banger.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So we mentioned that we've got Kings of Leon tickets up for grabs this morning. And what we were getting you to do this morning was to tell us, ladies, have you proposed, or have you any stories about ladies proposing to lads? Because there's a new trend of it.
Yeah, because women are taking their power back. They're sick of waiting around for their man to get down on one knee. So women are going out there. They're choosing the venue. They're choosing the rings. Sisters are doing it for themselves, and it's about time. And I am down with this because you know what, ladies? It's the year of the filly. Giddy up. Get on that saddle.
Never change. My God. Una, traditions are starting to turn on their heels. And this is a chance actually for everybody to bag themselves a pair of Kings of Leon tickets with special guest Florence Road at Thomond Park in Limerick on July 1st. Tickets are on sale at the moment as well, but you can win them, which is nice. The tradition of being asked to get married, Una, it's usually traditionally lads who ask ladies, all right?
Yep.
Apparently that tradition is turning on its heels now, and more women are asking men to marry them. and to get married. So it's like,
it's fantastic.
It is
fantastic. So empowering.
It's
empowering. So you decide where. You decide where and when you do it. You get to pick the ring. You get to pick the time. You get to pick the setting. You get to pick everything you want. So you're creating and fulfilling your own dreams and destiny, essentially. Right? So you're the one in charge. Because when you think about it, it's 2026.
It is.
It's the year of the filly.
The what?
The filly.
Oh, it is the year.
It's the year of the filly.
Like a cheese beef sandwich?
No, a horse.
Oh.
So buckle up and get on the saddle, ladies.
Giddy up. How are you doing?
So, yeah. I love that. That's a good slogan for something, the year of the filly. Philadelphia better not take that off me now. Anywho.
Or they might just sue you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to know, have you proposed?
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who has proposed? To, if you're a female.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Would you do it? And how would you do it? Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Would you maybe do, like, bring them to their favourite football game?
You know? Boring. No, this is for fulfilling your own dream. So you bring them to wherever you want to go. You're the one with all the power now. You're not sitting around waiting for some man to get down on his knees and propose.
That's what it's about. You're the one doing it. It's all about power. We're asking you, especially ladies, have you asked a lad to marry you, or have you planned to ask a lad to marry you? Because times are turning. People are like giving up on traditions. It's sick of being waiting around for the lad to actually do the asking to get to marrying.
You're taking your power back. Alice is a nate. She says, I actually proposed to my husband 7 years ago. It was my birthday and he was bringing me breakfast in bed. I told him he burned the rashers, but would he like to get married regardless?
Is that a euphemism?
I bought my own engagement ring, and when he said yes, I put it on. It's a pink sapphire, in case you're wondering.
I was.
God, fab.
That's
pink
true
sapphire.
Love.
Beautiful.
Jesus, you know?
That is so quirky. Yeah. I love that story.
You know, if you want to, like, steal the heart of a lady, burn her rashers.
Well, no, don't do that.
Hi, guys. So I decide to ask my partner to get married, and he said, yeah, we would get married if I decided to jump off the pier in Wexford.
And how quickly did you drive to Wexford?
That was the only way he was going to marry me. So, yeah. 2.5 hours standing at the pier and everybody gawping at me.
Well?
To jump off the pier.
And?
Let's just say, didn't happen. I didn't jump. And I didn't get married either. Didn't happen.
Oh my God!
Oh God. Oh.
There you go now. Test the relationships. That's what it's all about. Test them. See when they follow through with things like that. All right, we do have Kings of Leon tickets up for grabs. So far, that's my favourite. With special guest Florence Road at Thoma Park, Limerick, July 1st. 087-1102-107. We're looking for the ladies. Asking the lads, have you asked them to marry you? Or any stories like
how
that?
Would
like
you do
a,
it?
Like
yeah.
A proposal like that. Love that. So would you get down on one knee? Would you ask your fella to marry you? That's what we're asking, because we have Kings of Leon tickets up for grabs with special guest Florence Road at Thelma Park in Limerick on July 1st. Excuse me. Because traditions are turning on their heels.
More and more women are taking their power back and proposing themselves.
Yeah, take the power back.
Yeah.
You know, get married. Tie yourself down.
Oh, God,
yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
No, I wouldn't ask a lad to marry me.
Why not?
I couldn't.
Go on.
I'm sure now if I do to go home to himself. I must chance it tonight for a laugh.
Chance it tonight for the laugh? That's how you get on.
Just say it to him. I know he would, actually. What am I talking about?
What would he going to do?
So if we win the cash machine this week, we know what's happening.
Well, there you go. So we'll keep an eye on your missus.
Yeah, right. There's great tax incentives as well.
There's what?
Tax incentives.
For getting married?
Yeah.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
the main reason a lot of people are doing it these days.
It's not really the good, best reason to get married, is it?
Ah, well, you know, I'm just being practical.
Very good.
Hello, guys. That is a great question. I actually did propose to my partner on the leap year.
Oh, okay. So on the leap year, it's tradition to...
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2020.
Nice.
And we got married then 2 years later, so it was great. I would do it all over again. I think it's great that there's women out there that are doing it. I absolutely loved doing it, got him a ring and everything, and went down on my knee. It was lovely.
Oh, that's so nice, isn't it? I love you and all the tax incentives it comes with. So what we're doing, we're talking about the girls asking the lads to marry them because the times are turning, Una.
Times are turning. It's the year of the silly. We're taking our power back. Is that right, Rach?
It is. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Rachel, where are you this morning?
I'm currently actually stuck in traffic. I'm not driving now, but I'm stuck in traffic on the M4 on the way to Dublin from Athlone.
From Athlone. Okay, very good. What's going on in Dublin this morning?
I'm going down to college. I should have gone down last night now, but I was smart and I decided to wait. Now I'm stuck in traffic, so I'll be late.
Oh.
Standard enough for me, though, so.
Well, that's all good. So, would you propose to your fellow Rach?
Well, a few years ago when there was a good few girlies doing it, I did debate it. I thought it might be a good crack. But, you know, after time and time again and having to constantly repeat myself and other things, I was like, you know what, I'm just making decisions for all of us. So, you know, may you get down on your knee now and propose to me and said, you can let me know that you actually like me.
And did he propose?
No, we broke up.
Oh, God. Thank God you didn't propose.
I know.
Wow.
That was an intervention from the universe there.
No, yeah, same of it all, please.
So, but yeah, would you, going forward, do you think you propose, or are you just like, nah, not for me?
No, not at all. I'm going to just away that little fairy tale dream, as they say, from the
time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Well, Rachel, we have a little fairy tale dream for you because you're going to go and see Kings of Leon with Florence Road on support at Thelma Park, July 1st. Well done.
Oh my God, thank you.
Well done, Rach.
Enjoy that, and I hope you're not stuck in traffic for too long, all right?
Thanks a million.
Cheers. Bye.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
It was all hands on deck this morning. Una was just like, get that clip, get this clip, do that, Cooper, make this, do that, and put that, and put it under the thing.
You know, Kerry Tourism should really be paying me some dollar for the amount I do for them.
Do you reckon?
Well, maybe not this time, but...
No, it was a lovely tribute to a beautiful part of the world.
Endearing.
Yeah.
Luna likes to do things her way, that's for sure. And so do the people of Kerry. They do their things their way. And you've been walking around with the biggest grin on your face after the success that Kerry had over the weekend.
Uh-huh. And I'm not talking about winning the football either.
Did they win?
They did, yeah. We beat Dublin. So we just want to pay a tribute to our gal, Jessie Buckley. The Kerry gal, you know. My sister from another mister. She'd only done and gone, made history at the BAFTAs, the first Irish female to win Best Actress. Way. And you know what she said when she was up there giving her speech?
What'd she say?
Oh, she was talking about, you know, the Killarney and how beautiful it was and all the, you know, the Connor Pass and everything fabulous about Kerry. And she said, a day out of Kerry is a day wasted. Maybe she didn't say that, but I would have liked her to have said it anyway. So, Jessie, baby, this is for you.
This is really such an incredible honour, and as a little girl, I never in a million years thought I'd be allowed to make a film.
Was it about night? There'd be a full moon there about night, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about night, sure.
Wherever you're around the world, be proud and to be a Kerry person, and be even married to a Kerry person.
If you're so sad that you're at home tonight, and you're looking into staring into a computer, get up tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, go away and do something productive, and don't mind wasting your time staring into miserableness, writing horrible things about people you don't even know.
Go on the hilly rise.
Go on, Jesse.
Such an anticlimax.
Yeah, you need to remix it. Something has to be done. Can't be coping with that now.
I'll sort that out for you tomorrow.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There you go. That is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. We're back tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Don't forget, Kings of Leon tickets up for grabs. We'll have more Truth or Trash. We're also going to play Rhyme It. And...
The Hill I'll Die On.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't miss it.
Bye.
Bye.